Good evening, Lowell. For tonight's boys varsity basketball game, your sportscasters are Kyle Stauffer and Trey Coulier.
Are you ready to run it again, Trey, one more time? As I'm Kyle Stauffer, on my left, Trey Coulier. It's Greenville, Lowell, one more time tonight in the second of the doubleheader action. Trey, give us Greenville's starting lineup.
Thank you, Kyle. I'm excited tonight. We got a packed house for the Greenville Yellow Jackets starting lineups. Number one, Michael Lindquist. Number two, Braylon Haste. Number three, Jackson Ingles. Number 15, Zeke Robinette. And number 20 to round it off for the Yellow Jackets, Braden Latimer.
And Greenville coached by Joel Visser. And now for the Arrows, starting five. Number one, Morgan DeCavers. He's a junior. Number three, Olin Newland, one of the four seniors in this starting lineup. Number 21, Lucas Charbonneau. Number 22, Thomas Hayes. And the center, number 30, Ian Walters.
Now,
they'll be coached by Brian Powell.
I'm looking down there. It doesn't look like Coach Powell's there tonight down on the bench with the team.
Might be some flu as that's going around the locker room, as Duran and Baker also missing tonight's game. And Will Smith and Will Mrozinski also down in track suits and nice clothing, not looking to play in this one as Greenville wins the tip. It's an early shot for Lindquist. His three-pointer off the mark. Offensive rebound by Braden Latimer, blocked by Walters, and DeCavers gets it. 20 seconds into this one, no score as DeCavers brings it up for the Arrows. He drives, stops, and drives once more to the block. This time he picks up his dribble, kicks it across to Charbonneau, and it's thrown beyond Charbonneau's head for DeCavers. That'll be a turnover on Morgan as Braden Latimer inbounds it to Lindquist. As now getting it back there was Latimer, back to Lindquist. Lindquist, three-pointer off the left iron. Rebound is Latimer. Latimer layup for the first 2 points of the game. That's Braden Latimer as Morgan DeCavers brings it up. Over half court, stops, continues his dribble, and now works toward the far wing. Tries to turn after taking a screen from Walters. Right there was Braylon Haste. As now Thomas Hayes at the far near corner tries to pass it to Walters. Walters gets the pass right before going out of bounds. He tiptoes that line and throws it out on the Greenville defender as DeCavers will inbound it for the Arrows. Owen Newland, catch and shoot three on the inbound. Misses long. Rebound goes to Latimer. Latimer off to Braylon Haste. Braylon Haste to Lindquist. Lindquist over. Back to Haste. Lindquist once more. Baseline drive. And now a foul on the floor. That'll be Zeke Robinette to draw the foul. That'll be on Morgan DeCavers. His first, team first. Inbounding it is Lindquist. Lindquist over to Braylon Haste. Haste to Lindquist on that one. As now getting it back is Haste. Haste over to Latimer. Latimer to Lindquist. Lindquist for three. It misses off the back iron and bounces back. Ian Walters gets the rebound and will hand it to Morgan DeCavers. Morgan DeCavers gets a drive over half court but is foul on Ian Walters, his first, team second.
And it looks like mainly filling in the head coaching role right now is Coach Brian Dollar.
As it looked like that one, it was running into Ian Walters, but they call it on Walters. In and out three-pointer for Jackson Ingles, and rebound, offensive rebound, ended up to Lindquist. Lindquist for three, also no good. It remains 2-0, 5:50 to play in the first quarter. Josh Walters set to check in as now Morgan DeCavers kicks it to Charbonneau. Ian Walters got the pass. It goes through his hands, and Ingles ends up with it. Ingles over to, that is Latimer. Latimer to Hayes, and Hayes over to Lindquist. Lindquist corner three drilled. Makes it 5-0. As now DeCavers brings it up once more. DeCavers sets up at the logo. Now works over to give it over to Thomas Hayes. Thomas Hayes stops, and now DeCavers has it once more. A pop-up shot is blocked by Braylon Haste, and Josh Walters will check in for Charbonneau. 5:07 to play in the first quarter. It's 5-0. Greenville leads. DeCavers to inbound. DeCavers finds Owen Newland wide open, top of the key. His three-pointer misses and hits the top of the hoop. So it'll be out of bounds, and it will be Greenville possession. 0-for-2 from three-point catch and shoot early is Owen Newland. Inbound goes to Braylon Haste. Haste gives it to Ingles. Ingles over to Lindquist. Lindquist back to Ingles. Back to Haste now at the near wing. Finds Ingles. Ingles gives it to Lattimore. Lattimore over to Lindquist. Lindquist to Haste. Haste to Ingles. Ingles to Latimer. Latimer to Robinette. Robinette finds Lindquist down low for another 2 points. Makes it 7-0. Greenville, 4:30 to play in the first quarter. As DeCavers kicks it over to Newland. Newland works to the near wing instead of the near corner. Down low, Walters. Walters puts up a shot. Too hard. Josh Walters this time gets the rebound. Ian Walters gets it. Foul called. After three offensive rebounds for the Arrows, foul goes on Zeke Robinette, his first, team's first. 4:13 to play. As Ian Walters, first of two, rolls around but falls. Puts the Arrows on the board for the first time in this one with 4:47 into the game as Robinette checks out. Checking in for him was Noah Long. Ian Walters, 2-for-2 as that one's nothing but net. And bringing it down, Lindquist over to Haste. Haste to Long, Long to Latimer. Latimer over to Lindquist. Lindquist drills the three-pointer. And now it's 10-2 as DeCavers has it after the corner three from Lindquist. As DeCavers slowly brings this up to the far wing. Now a trap brought over to Owen Newland. Baseline drive. Tries to pass it into Ian Walters. It gets tipped and is stolen by Ingles. As Haste now gives it to Lindquist. Lindquist to Latimer. Latimer gives it out to Ingles. Ingles over to Lindquist. Lindquist to Haste. Haste has it. Over to Latimer. Latimer to Ingles for three. He misses Long. And DeCavers with the rebound. DeCavers will have a foul drawn. It'll be Lindquist on the foul. His first, team second.
Lucas Charbonneau will check into the game for the Arrows, and in for the Yellow Jackets is going to be Lucas Lissagor alongside Sully Witt.
As now DeCaver stops fadeaway from the elbow, misses Long. Rebound for Noah Long. As now driving is Lindquist. Lindquist draws the foul by DeCavers. That'll be a blocking foul. His second, team's third. As now Nico Benz will check in for DeCavers. Already has two fouls here in the first quarter. 3 minutes left in the first quarter as the inbound to Sully Witt gets shut down by Josh Walters on the block. Nico Benz brings it up for the Arrows. Has it tipped, kick out to Thomas Hayes. Thomas Hayes for three, it's good, nothing but net. It's now 5-10, Greenville leads. and has possession as Lindquist, corner three, returns one of his own. Net didn't even move. It's now 13-5. Hot shooting now as Benz is trapped in the corner. Nowhere to go with it, and it'll be timeout called by the Arrows as Dollar calls it before the trap is fully successful.
So with the 30-second timeout, the Arrows are down 13-5. Got a little work to do if they want to keep up with Greenville. As we're winding down towards the end of this first quarter, Lowell got to make sure they stay in this game. They want to keep it a game for a little while. As Greenville's very good, 18-1 right now, very high-scoring team. Is not really something we've seen out of Greenville, like, really ever. So it's kind of been their season to shine this year, as Noah Long will check into the game for the Yellow Jackets.
And their only loss was to Allendale just two games ago. So both teams come in on a one-game win streak here as the Arrows beat Cedar Springs last time, as Charbonneau now has it trapped. And Lisagor has it on the steal as it's stolen back by Ian Walters. However, Walters works to the paint, puts up a layup, and it's good. Ian Walters for two. As now quickly Lindquist goes the other way, passing across. It'll be a push on Charbonneau. A kickout pass was going to go to Sully Witt in the corner, but Charbonneau with the foul. As the team has four fouls, that's just Charbonneau's first, with a minute 58 to play in the first quarter. As now the inbound to Noah Long, it's Lisagor, gets the layup to go. And now a pass nearly through the hands of Charbonneau as a foul called on number 23, Lisagor, the man who just made the layup. His first, team's third.
Checking in for the Yellow Jackets is going to be Braylon Haste in for Lindquist.
As Josh Walters inbounds it to Lucas Charbonneau. Charbonneau now gets over half court, drives just into the free throw stripe, then stops and brings it back out to the near wing. Drives to the baseline. Kick out pass for Nico Benz, intercepted by Kyle Grabber, and Grabber sends it out of bounds, so it'll remain Arrows possession as Charbonneau set to inbound. The inbound goes to Josh Walters. Josh Walters has it at the far corner, drives baseline, stops, spins the other way, puts up a layup, but it misses long. Rebound Robinette. A long pass there for Kyle Grabber. It goes to Robinette now. Back to Grabber. Grabber over to Sully Witt. Sully Witt over in the corner for Lisagor. Lisagor back to Witt. Back to Lisagor at the wing. And now having it is Robinette. Now in the paint is Grabber. Foul called. An offensive foul on Grabber.
Checking in is going to be Braden Latimer for the Yellow Jackets, coming back into the game for Lucas Lisagor.
As Lucas Charbonneau gets the inbound, that's Graber's first, team's fourth, and Charbonneau trapped, finds Josh Walters on a good cut into the paint, puts up a layup. It's now 9-15 with 40 to play in the first quarter. Graber for three, it's off the mark. Foul called over the back is called. Or it'll be an offensive foul on the rebound. And now Josh Walters set to inbound, the man who just had the good cut for two. Lucas Charbonneau gets the inbound with 35 to play. It's 9-15. Charbonneau behind the back gets over half court now and is stopped at the far wing, finds Nico Benz. Nico Benz drives to the block and finds Josh Walters. Josh Walters drives baseline. A tried pass to Thomas Hayes is stolen by Hayes, Braylon Hayes slows things up with 10 to play in the first quarter. Hayes now kick out to Latimer. Latimer, corner three is good, and that'll just about do it for the first half. And sure enough, it will. To end the first half, it is Latimer for three. That puts him up to five in the game as a 18-9 lead for the Yellow Jackets of Greenville.
So we've had a pretty fast-paced game tonight. 18-9 is your score. Leading the scoring for the Arrows is Ian Walters for the Arrows. And on the side for Greenville currently with 11 is Michael Lindquist. Checked out of the game, has not came back in since about halfway through the first quarter. So going into the second, 18-9 is your score. So we have about half a minute left in between these quarters. And now both teams looking to come out of their huddles now as whistle's blown. Arrows only got a 9-point deficit right now to Greenville. Lowell has all their starters back in the game. DeCavers has two fouls, no points yet to his name. With three is Thomas Hayes, and with four is Ian Walters for the Arrows as DeCavers is going to bring it up now for Lowell. DeCavers, he's on that left wing covered by Brilliant Hayes. DeCavers is going to go around the key, finds himself open from the wing. DeCavers three, no good. Rebound goes to Braden Latimer. Latimer is going to bring it up the court. One-on-one, tries to Euro step, goes up, gets it to fall. And one. That foul is on Lucas Charbonneau, his second team first. Now checking in the game is going to be Joshua Walters for Lucas Charbonneau, trying to avoid him getting in foul trouble as Latimer is in the game now. Or Latimer is at the line for the N1 opportunity. His shot is good, so make it a 21-9 game. DeCavers trying to move the Arrows with some tempo. He's calling for some help now as Walters gets down the court, right back to DeCavers. Getting back down, Thomas Hayes, he's going to drive in. Thomas Hayes underneath Ian Walters, that pass moving a little too quick. It's going to be out of bounds, they'll say, on Braden Latimer, so Arrows basketball. With 7 minutes, 28 seconds to play in the first half, it's 21-9. Now DeCavers pump fakes in the corners. Ian Walters, right wing. It's going to be tapped away, but DeCavers able to recover after being tapped away from Ian Walters. As he'll go, DeCavers tries to go to Ian Walters, but stolen by Laced right out of the air, plucked it out of the air. Now it's Lindquist with it. He'll get it right wing. It's going to go back to Robinette. Robinette underneath. Brent Latimer goes up. Layup, no good. Rebound goes to Greenville. Trying to save it. It's going to get tapped out of bounds. And officials get together, and they'll say it's on Latimer. So Arrows basketball, 21-9 is your score. Greenville leads by 12 with 6:58 left here in the first half. DeCavers gets the inbound from Walters, now over to DeCavers. Now back to Walters, he'll get it back right side. Owen Newland going to drive in a little bit. He's double teamed. DeCavers open three, doesn't get it to go, rolls in and out. Joshua Walters with the rebound and give it to Owen Newland. Newland pump fakes, he's going to dribble around towards the top of the key. He's going to get double team, gets to Ian Walters, mid-range. It's going to get tipped out of bounds off the back of the backboard, but they'll say it was tipped by Michael Lindquist. This Greenville team's very, very fast. They don't really run out of energy as there's 6:33 to play here in the first half as Thomas Hayes gets the inbound from DeCavers. DeCavers coming around. He's at the top of the key. He'll get it. Owen Newland now. He's going to get it right side. That's Ian Walters pump fakes it. He's going to give it to Owen Newland. He'll actually fake that. Now DeCavers at the top of the key once more. Gets a screen from Ian Walters. He'll go the other way, though. Going to reset. 9:21 to play in the first half. Or is your score with 6 minutes to play in the first half? Thomas Hayes, mid-range, off the glass, off the fingertips, no good. Rebound goes to Braylon Lace. Hayes for Greenville. Now in the corner, it's going to go to Brandon Latimer. He's going to drive in on Ian Walters. Now right corner, Lindquist drives in after a pump fake three. Goes in, blocked by Joshua Walters, the second of the night. Makes his way out to the right wing for three. Brandon Latimer for Greenville, extending the lead 24-9. Josh Walters brings it up. He does it behind the back. Loses his man. He's going to bring it up now. Gets it away to DeCavers. After Walters was double teamed. Now DeCavers bringing it up. He's at the top of the key. It's going to get kicked out of bounds. They'll say on DeCavers. No, they'll change it off of Hayes is what they'll say. So Arrows basketball.
Looked like it went off of DeCavers' foot, but they'll say it goes off of Lindquist instead. And remain with the Arrows.
So Joshua Walters going to look to inbound it here. He's looking for some help. Gives it to DeCavers in the right corner. Wanted to catch and shoot. Joshua Walters at the right wing. He's going to fake the hand to DeCavers. Everyone fell for it off the glass. Joshua Walters shot. No good. Rebound goes to brother Ian Walters. Puts up a shot. That one, they'll say, is tapped straight up on the way up. But Ian Walters goes to the line for two more. He just fouls really easily. Big men can do that. And now Greenville right now has two players with 11 points, those being Brayden Latimer and Michael Lindquist.
Lindquist at all of his in the first quarter. So far, it's 6 for Latimer in the second quarter. Only one to score for Greenville as the first shot for Ian Walters is good, making it 10-24.
As Ian Walters at the line, his second shot is no good this time. Rebound goes to Greenville, though, trapped in the corner. That was Zeke Robinette. Robinette's going to get it up to Brayden Latimer. Latimer gets it, makes its way to the right corner. Jackson Ingles pump fakes three, sidesteps, takes the three, no good. Ian Walters goes to throw it to DeCavers, and it just sails out of bounds right past DeCavers. So a little confusion there. Is DeCavers goes onto the bench now as Nico Bittens comes back into the game. It's going to be in the right corner for Greenville. That's Brandon Haste. Haste is going to get it to Lindquist, back to Haste. Haste going to dribble around a little bit, reset. It's Sully Witt. Sully Witt to the left corner. Brayden Latimer, pull up three, no good. Rebound goes to Witt. Witt now top of the key for three. Doesn't get it to go off the back iron, and it's going to almost go out of bounds. Saved now back into Michael Lindquist, who shot the three, drives in for the layup. Nice move on Ian Walters. Timeout, full timeout, Coach Brian Powell. So Greenville leads 26-10 with 4:37 to play in the first half.
And now we'd like to thank some of our WRWW Platinum donors. We have Kathy and Gary Kemp, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Raised Up LLC, My Hometown Furnishings, and Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM or streaming at lowellradio.org or watching online at mhsaa.tv. Thank you for tuning in, and with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
Thank you, Eli. So once again, your score is 26-10 here. We're about halfway through this second quarter. Greenville leading the Arrows by 16. Lowell trying to stay in this game. Greenville moves very, very quick. It looks like they're never going to run out of energy right now, especially with the halftime break coming up, as they are never not moving at full speed, it looks like.
And they're not even playing the zone on the defensive side of the floor. It's been all man the entire game so far. Not able to break through has been the Arrows yet, though.
As DeCavers gets the inbound from Walters, DeCavers tells Joshua Walters, just go down the court. As DeCavers is trapped right at half court, wide open, Ian Walters underneath, pump fakes, gets it to go off of the glass. Ian Walters doesn't miss those much, as he's up to 7 now, 26-12, your score. It's going to be Haste with it. He's going to get it right side. It's Brayden Latimer, drives in, pump fakes, pushes off of Ian Walters, and now tapped away by Joshua Walters, Sully Witt. Michael Lindquist gets it over the right side to Brayden Haste. Haste now the right corner to Witt again. Witt's going to get it to Haste, and now it's going to be tapped out of bounds. They'll say Haste hit it last. That time is Haste hit it out of his hands. So off the fingertips of Haste. Timeout Greenville. Arrows basketball. Arrows down by 14 currently. Kyle, what's your opinion on this game so far?
it's been the turnovers so far, just not getting good looks down low because they're stuck getting trapped at the free throw or at the half court line in their own end. They've got to be able to break through the trap because they're getting man coverage down low. So if you can get an extra pass, have a guy come double, find the open man, you can get an open look easily. But you've got to get to that point where you can do that. As halfway through the second quarter here, a 14-point deficit for the Arrows. Got to try and find a way to start a run here.
As it's Arrows basketball, the Cavers is going to bring it up, covered by Braylon Hayes, trying to get down court quickly. As
DeCavers has it at the logo, works to the near corner, now back to the top of the key. Walters gives it back to DeCavers. DeCavers has it stolen.
And now with it for Greenville is going to be Braylon Hayes. He's going to bring it up. He'll get it to Sully Witt. Sully Witt cross court, pump faking the three. That's Braden Latimer. Drives in back to Witt, and Witt gets the layup to fall, 28-12. Greenville leading by 16. As DeCavers has it at half court, and covering him is Hayes. DeCavers pull up jumper. That one no good. DeCavers still scoreless on the night. He's missed that one. Braylon Hayes is going to get it up to Witt once again. Witt pump fakes. Now for three, Michael Lindquist gets it to go off the back iron. Michael Lindquist with 16 on the night now. And we're only in the first half of basketball. DeCavers is going to bring it up on Hayes. Hayes trying to swat at the ball. As DeCavers has got it on that left side. He had an open Ian Walters there for a second. Didn't see him as he'll get it. Joshua Walters on that right wing. Walters going to drive in. Euro step mid-range jumper. Getting it to go. Nothing but net. Joshua Walters with four now for the Arrows. Braylon Haste is at the top of the key. He's going to drive in. A little hook underneath hook. Didn't like it as it went in and out. So Arrows basketball bringing it up. It's Thomas Hayes. Thomas Hayes. Joshua Walters pump fake the three. Drives in. Euro step. No good off the glass. Gets his own rebound. Trying to get rid of it, and he'll be fouled.
That goes on Braden Latimer. His second, team second. Both of them have been on Latimer this quarter for Greenville.
As it's Arrows basketball, DeCavers. The ref started the countdown and just dropped the ball, so DeCavers in the corner, pump fakes the three, gets a screen from Ian Walters. So there's a hard little collision there. DeCavers from the stripe puts up a pull-up jumper. That one no good, so DeCavers will go to the line 4-2. That one on Heist. Is DeCavers' first shot is good off the back iron.
His first point of the night, as now that is the team's third foul for Greenville, 2:06 to play in the first half.
Is DeCavers' second shot is no good, fighting for the offensive rebound. Almost got tipped up into the basket. It's going to go to Noah Long. Long gets it off the court now for three. That one doesn't go. Offensive rebound by Sully Witten. There's a foul called on Thomas Hayes.
That was Graber's three-pointer off the mark. Minute 56 to play in the half now.
Nico Benz along with Ben Bannon are going to come into the game for Morgan DeCavers. And Ian Walters coming out for the first time tonight. He's got two fouls to his name so far. As Hayes is going to inbound it to Sully Witt. Sully Witt left, right side. It's going to go to the left side now. That's Lucas Lissiger. Lissiger has it underneath the basket. Now another three-point shot. That one in and out for Kyle Graber. Rebound goes to Joshua Walters. Now Nico Benz has it. Benz is going to bring it up the left side. He's looking for cutting Thomas Hayes. Doesn't actually pass it. Now Joshua Walters on the right wing. Josh Walters plays a very casual type of basketball, always calm it looks like, as Nico Benz drives in and it's going to be slapped out of bounds, so Arrows still have possession. DeCavers checks back into the game for Benz, and Lindquist is going to come into the game for Braylon Haste.
It's mostly Ben DeCavers subbing out on defense, subbing in on offense just to keep his foul count low, So he already has two.
As the Cavers inbounds it to Owen Newland, who's back in the game right now. Now it's Thomas Hayes with it on the right wing, trying to make a move on his man. He'll get it underneath Joshua Walters. Mid-range, he'll pump fake. Thomas Hayes, deep two. That one, no good. Rebound goes to Noah Long of Greenville. Right side, that's Braylon Hayes. Hayes is going to drive in. That's actually Kyle Grabber. His layup, no good. 15-31. Arrows down by 16 with under a minute to play in the first. The Cavers passes it underneath. Goes right through the hands of Joshua Walters.
52.4 seconds left to play in the half as Benz will check in for the Cavers and Lindquist will check in for Lisa Gore.
So it's Greenville basketball as Witt's going to inbound it to Kyle Grabber. With about 45 seconds left, Greenville looking to control this game going into halftime. 31-15 is your current score as it's Michael Lindquist with it. Lindquist left side to Kyle Grabber. It looks like Greenville might try and waste clock. And now three-pointer again. That one no good, though. Rebound goes to Kyle Long. That three-point was by Lindquist. So Arrows basketball with 33 seconds left. The Cavers checks back into the game for Nico Benz.
As the rebound went to Noah Long, but it hits off of his elbow or his shin and goes out of bounds as Decavers drives to the near wing, sets up there, now works back to the top of the key, finds Thomas Hayes. Thomas Hayes nearly has it stripped, holds onto it, gets it down low for Decavers. Decavers layup is long. Van Bannon with the rebound, his shot also long.
Now Greenville basketball, it's Kyle Grabber with it in the left corner. Now 5 seconds left. That three-pointer, no good, and it's going to sail out of bounds. Arrows basketball with 3.8 to play in the first quarter. So Lowell's going to get a last-second shot. I'm going to guess this will be a half-court heave potentially by Decavers as Joshua Walters inbounds it. Full-court shot from Decavers off the glass. No good. That one would have probably had to go straight in with all the power on that one. So going into halftime currently, it's 31-15 is your score.
And welcome back to the Lowell Gymnasium where Greenville leads the Lowell Red Arrows 31-15 in this RCA matchup. As it's the boys earlier today, the girls won over the Greenville girls. So that one ended up being a score of 48-36, as the boys for the Arrows spent almost that entire halftime in the locker room, just came out with just 2 minutes left in the half and came out and took about five shots, then went right back to talk with Coach Dollar as setting up to inbound it. Latimer gives it over to Heist as we are underway in the second half, as Latimer gets it right back over to Robinette. Robinette gives it over to Heist. Heist over to Lindquist. Lindquist gives it to Ingles. Ingles over back to Robinette. Robinette hands it off to Latimer. Latimer gets it back after giving it to Lindquist. Over to Heist. Heist on a give and go. Back to Latimer. Latimer not able to get the shot to fall, the layup to fall. Rebound goes to Decavers. Decavers drives coast to coast, does not get it to go. Zeke Robinette blocks it, and trying to steal it was Decavers from Heist. Instead, Heist kicks it out to Lindquist. Lindquist gets it to, that is Latimer. Latimer went from the near wing all the way down to the far block, gets the layup to go. It's now 33-15. Decavers gets it to go, or brings it up to the half court. Gets it looking, now drives himself, goes to the corner, tries to pass it to Hayes. It's tipped, and Ingles hops on the tip pass. It goes over to Zeke Robinette after a pass from Latimer. A kickout attempt from to Lindquist doesn't go. Lucas Charbonneau has it over to Hayes. Hayes, pop-up jumper for two is good. As that's the first points for the Arrows in the second half, as bringing it up is Heist. Heist over to Ingles. Back to Heist. Ingles one more time. He stops his dribble and gives it to Robinette. Robinette hands it over to Heist. Heist into the paint. Kicks it out to Lindquist. Lindquist baseline drive. Passes it to Ingles in the far corner. bounces off the front iron twice and doesn't go. Ingles gets his own rebound, though. Heist now over to Robinette. Robinette for three. He's well short, but a pass almost down to Latimer. Latimer put up two shots in the paint, doesn't get either of them to go, and it remains a 16-point game as Thomas Hayes has it now. Stops at the near elbow, puts up a shot off the front iron, doesn't get it to go. Charbonneau had a chance at the rebound, and now a foul called on Charbonneau. Charbonneau's third, team's first. As inbounding it is number 20, Latimer, over to Heist. Heist slowly brings it up, now gives it right back to Latimer. Latimer over to Robinette. Robinette to Ingles. Ingles tried to get it to Latimer. Stolen by DeCavers. DeCavers drives down, fouled. And it'll be on number 3, Jackson Ingles, as Spencer Spike checks into the game for Owen Newland. 5:30 to play in the third quarter. DeCavers to inbound. Morgan looking for anything. Now finds Hayes. Hayes puts up a layup. Rolls around up there for a little longer than normal. Doesn't get it to go. And taking it the other way is Heist. Heist drives to the block. Kick out for Ingles. Ingles, three-pointer off the mark. Another missed three-pointer here for Greenville in the second half, as Heist gets the rebound, though. This one open three off the front iron for Latimer. Another foul called. It would have been another offensive rebound. It was Robinette. Foul goes on Ian Walters, his third, and Ben Bannon has to check back into the game. Ingles checks out for Greenville, as now a quick catch and shoot for Latimer. No good. Rebound Hayes. DeCavers gets it up to Bannon. Ben Bannon hands it off to Hayes. Hayes sets up, tries to drive but slips, and Heist steals it. Josh Walters, the only man back, in a 4-on-1 behind the back goes Latimer, or Lattimore gets the behind the back pass receiving by Heist, and now three-pointer for Hayes the other way. No good. Misses long. Heist gets it after giving the behind the back pass. Finds Sully Witt baseline. It's good, and now a timeout, full timeout called, as a 37-17 lead for Greenville.
Yeah, Lowell started out the second half with good defense, good rebounding for the most part. Offense was a little slow, but now Greenville's kind of getting away from them again as they have a 20-point lead. 37-17, still a basketball game, but Lowell's got to try and keep up if they want to stay in it.
And at this point, we'd like to thank some of our WRWW sponsors and underwriters. We have Riverside Dentistry, Mercantile Bank, Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery, Lowell Charter Township, and Benton Baker Auto. Thank you so much for sponsoring Lowell WRWW 92.3 FM, the Red Arrow Network. And with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
And thank you, Eli, for our sponsors as Greenville comes back out. Lowell taking all of their time here, still have another 10 seconds. Now they break their huddle as Dollar saw something he didn't like. It came on the offensive side. It led to a 4-on-1 the other way. Behind the back pass went Heist. Latimer for two on an easy layup off of that. As DeCavers gets the inbound from Josh Walters, DeCavers works to the logo and stops as Spencer Spike gets it now. Spike gives it to Bannon. Bannon hands it off to DeCavers. DeCavers stops and gets it to Bannon. Bannon kick out to Hayes. Hayes for three. Drilled. Thomas Hayes has five in the quarter now. Puts it to 20-37. Greenville leads. And a steal by Hayes the other way. Heist had the pass. Kick out for DeCavers. DeCavers for three in the same spot. Misses short. But DeCavers will get another chance as an offensive rebound for Hayes is good. And just like that, back-to-back three-pointers cuts the deficit to 14. 6-0 run here since the timeout. And Heist brings it up once more. stops at the far wing, gives it over to Latimer. Latimer over to Sully Witt. Sully Witt finds Latimer on a drive, and Bannon fouls Latimer. That's Bannon's first, team second, or team third, excuse me, as Latimer is at the line for two. The first is good. Brings the lead back to 15. And the second of two, misses long, rebound DeCavers. DeCavers slowly works around, football pass to Spike. Spike for three, misses long, and now Lindquist has it, gives it over to Sully Witt, back to Lindquist on the layup, no good, but an offensive rebound for Noah Long. He puts up a putback shot, gets it to go, puts the Yellow Jackets to 40, and another timeout. It'll be a full timeout, this time called by Greenville, as Lucas Lisagor will check in for Braden Latimer.
Yeah, Lowell's keeping themselves in this game a little bit. Joshua Walters has a few nice blocks now, so your score currently is 40-25. Greenville Yellow Jackets leading the Lowell Red Arrows.
And now we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Green Ridge Realty, Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, Sneakers Bar and Grill, Lowell Area Schools, and Nuvu Fuels. Thank you so much for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM or the Red Arrow Network. And with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscasters.
After this one, just two more games for Greenville. They'll play at Sparta this Friday. And then next week, Tuesday, they'll play at home against Cedar Springs. Whereas the Arrows, they have three more games. They'll play at Coopersville on Friday, at Kenowa Hills on next Tuesday, and then next week, Thursday, they'll play at home against Allendale. Set to inbound is Sully Witt. Sully Witt gives it into Heist. Heist works on that far sideline, gives it to Sully Witt. Sully Witt over to Lindquist. Lindquist finds an open Noah Long. Long gives it to Heist. Heist drives into the paint and then kick out to Lindquist. Lindquist for three. In and out. Rebound Sully Witt. Sully Witt for two. Gives him six on the night. As now 42-25. DeCavers has it over half court at the near wing. Now drives into the paint. Tries to put up a shot. Is fouled on the shot. Heist is the one to take the foul. His second.
So
team second.
Lucas Charbonneau for the Arrows. And then I believe Mike. I believe it's Kyle Grabber look to check in for the Arrows in Greenville. As Grabber will check in for Lindquist, and Charbonneau will check in for Bannon, as the first shot is no good from DeCavers.
To cut the lead to 16 here, DeCavers' second shot is good, nothing but net. Puts them up to five on the night, as Heist is the one to bring it up. Kick out to corner three, drilled by Graber. Puts it to 45-26. 19-point game as DeCavers has it. Drives to the block. Stops and is trapped. Tries to get it around. Jump ball. Heist was the one to tie up DeCavers. It'll be Arrow's possession still as they have the arrow. No more, though, as Greenville will get that possession arrow as soon as DeCavers gets the inbound in. Now foul called on Lucas Charbonneau. That'll be on number 12, Kyle Graber, they said. And that is his second. And now possession arrow will remain with the Arrows because of the foul. Pump fake from DeCavers, drives it in. Spencer Spike, deep three, drill, nothing but net. He was out well beyond that three-point line. It didn't matter. Puts it up to 26 for the Arrows. As now Lucas Charbonneau grabs the miss. Charbonneau works up. And Charbonneau tries to drive in, not able to do so on the baseline. Tries to kick it out now, not able to do so. Lisagor with a steal. Heist drives in and gets the steal. Excuse me, it's 29-47 as they hadn't updated the score for the Arrows, that three-point shot being drilled. As DeCavers has it stolen by Heist, as now in kick out for Lisagor, three, as Kyle Graber kicked it out from the paint. It's now 50-29 with 40 seconds to play in the third. DeCavers slows things up at the logo, works over to Hayes. Hayes, deep three, tries to return it, and he does. 32-50 now, 18-point game. Heist brings it up, finds Lisagor, and it is out by Hayes, so to remain Greenville possession with 23.3 left in the third quarter. As a quick pass inbounded to Noah Long. Noah Long for two brings it to a 20-point game once more as DeCavers stops, takes the pull-up jumper for three. No good. Kind of decided late on that one and contesting. There is now Greenville goes the other way. It's Lisagor, tries to get it down low to Long, but it goes through the hands of Noah Long with 3.1 to play. They'll try and have a football pass here as now Thomas Hayes gets it. Thomas Hayes for half court, doesn't get it to go. Josh Walters tried to tip it and put it in, but at the end of the third quarter, 52-32, Greenville leads.
So Greenville with the 20-point lead. We're switching quarters now. Leading the charge for Greenville so far has been Michael Lindquist. He's come out of the game for most of the second half, though, as Greenville has been leading by quite a bit. Arrows down by 20 going into this fourth quarter.
And at this point, we'd like to thank some of our platinum donors. We have Kathy and Gary Kemp, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Raised Up LLC, Michael Curtis Home Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and My Hometown Furnishings. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM, the Red Arrow Network. And with that, back to the sportscasters.
So once again, in case you're just joining us, going into the fourth quarter, 52-32 is your score here in Lowell. This is our second of two games tonight. The first game, our girls team did beat Greenville, but right now looking, the boys not going to be able to do the same from the way it looks, as it's 52-32. They're down by 20 to Greenville Yellow Jackets. Greenville with a win will improve to 19-1 on the season, only loss coming to Allendale. So Greenville basketball here at the fourth quarter. Braden Latimer's got it. He's going to inbound it right away to Braden Hayes. Hayes is going to give it left side. Jackson Ingles. Ingles to Robinette. Robinette left side to Latimer. Latimer three, that one no good. Offensive rebound. Robinette gets it right back, does a little reverse type layup, and he gets his own rebound. No good. Puts it up again, also no good. Rebound goes to Thomas Hayes. Hayes has 13 on the night. He'll just give it to Nico Binns. Now Ian Walters, he's gonna drive in, use that big body underneath, spin, gets it to go, and one for Ian Walters. That foul was on Braden Latimer.
His third, team's first of the quarter.
As Ian Walters' shot is no good. Rebound goes. It'll actually be dropped by Zeke Robinette. So Arrows basketball still after Ian Walters missed the N1 opportunity, but Lowell has an opportunity for more. As Ian Walters is going to try and get the inbound, and it'll be tapped, and now there's a fight for it after the inbound went sailing past half court. Now Lucas Charbonneau gets the rebound, though, after Zeke Robinette missed it. Charbonneau's going to bring it up, tries to give it to Owen Newland, and it's going to be stolen now by Jackson Engels. Engels up the court to Latimer. Latimer denied by Thomas Hayes off the glass. And Jackson Engels gets it. He puts up a shot. No good. It'll go out of bounds. They'll say last touch by Zeke Robinette. So Arrows basketball, they're down 18-7-0-4 to play here in the fourth quarter. 34-52 is your score.
As DeCavers checks in for Benz, Thomas Hayes with a huge block off the glass sent it all the way back up to the elbow.
As Lucas Charbonneau will inbound it to Morgan DeCavers, going to try and bring it down the court quickly for the Arrows. DeCavers moving swiftly, cuts underneath to Thomas Hayes. Thomas Hayes gets rid of it, though, as he almost goes out of bounds. Lucas Charbonneau in spin, and it'll go underneath, and they'll call a foul on the floor now as the shot falls. And looks like it was on number 12, Kyle Graber, his third team second, as Michael Lindquist checks into the game. Lindquist has 16 on the night so far. So DeCavers is going to inbound it to Thomas Hayes at the right left corner, so he'll get it over to Owen Newland. Newland almost loses it, cuts underneath DeCavers. DeCavers does a little underneath. He's fouled, though, on the way up. He'll go to the line, DeCavers, for two. He's got five on the night. 34-52, Arrows down to the Greenville Yellow Jackets. 6:45 to play in this game.
As the foul goes on, Zeke Robinette, his second, team's third. As the first falls for Morgan.
Low looking to box out as DeCavers, his second shot is also good. So DeCavers cuts the lead down to 16 now, 52-36, 6:42 to play in this game. Now with it, it's Michael Lindquist. Lindquist has it right side, and it's going to be Brayden Haste. Haste over to Lindquist. Lindquist gets it in the corner. Three-pointer in and out for the Yellow Jackets. That was there, Brayden Latimer, so almost going out of bounds as it gets up across the court to Lucas Charbonneau, and he's going to be pushed on a travel, though, and it will be a push on Brayden Lynn Haste. As DeCavers inbounds it, Lucas Charbonneau pump fakes three, drives in. And that shot, no good. Rebound goes to Braylon Heist. Heist goes up the court. Left side is Joshua Walters. Goes to check in. Heist bringing up. Spins on Ian Walters. Loses it. Almost goes out of bounds. Recovers it, though, by himself. Running a long way for that. Jackson Engels has it. Left wing for Lindquist. Lindquist fouled on his way in. Basket doesn't count. Foul on Owen Newland as Joshua Walters, younger of the two brothers, will check in for Lucas Charbonneau. As Braylon Hayes is going to inbound it now. Catch and shoot three-pointer from the corner. That one no good from Jackson Engels. Rebound goes to DeCavers. Now Joshua Walters, right corner underneath. Ian Walters. Walters spins, fadeaway shot. That one no good. After bouncing around on the glass, rebound goes to Jackson Engels. Now bringing up the court, it's going to be Heist, and Heist shot goes into the hands of Thomas Hayes. Now foul called. That was on Zeke Robinette, his third team, fifth. So Lowell's in the bonus now with 5:36 to play here in the game. As Thomas Hayes, his first shot is good. He's at 14 on the night so far for the Arrows. His second shot is off the mark. Rebound is going to go out of bounds, actually, and they'll call it on Greenville. Not agreeing with that is the Arrows. So they're calling for Joshua Walters to get down the court to guard his man now. Inbound will go cleanly in there to Engels, gives it right back to Latimer. Latimer is going to give it to Heist. Heist back to Latimer, drives in, floater no good. Rebound goes to Morgan DeCavers. DeCavers up the court, floater to Thomas Hayes. Three-pointer That one good. Another one for Thomas Hayes. His second highest on the season. He's at 25 is what he's peaked at. He's getting close here. He's at 17 right now with only 5 minutes to play in the game, though. There's a foul called on DeCavers.
That's his third. The team's second in the fourth quarter with 5:07 to play. A 12-point lead for Greenville.
Now inbound goes to Greenville. It's going to be tapped out on Thomas Hayes. Got a finger in there to hit it out real quick. So it's Greenville basketball still. And timeout now. 30-second timeout for Greenville. So in this timeout, 52-40 is your score with 5 minutes and 4 seconds to play in this game.
And at this point, we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Riverside Dentistry, Mercantile Bank, Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery, Lowell Charter Township, and Bett & Baker Auto. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM, the Red Arrow Network.
So both teams coming out of their 30-second timeout now. Score is 52-40. Lowell's cut the deficit to 12. They've got a lot of ground to make up, though, if they want to come back in this one. There's 5 minutes left. Is looking to inbound for Greenville as Jackson Ingles gets it in. They'll be tapped out by Thomas Hayes, having himself a game today. So looking to inbound it again is Jackson Ingles. He's going to inbound it to backcourt to Michael Lindquist. Lindquist going to bring it up with his left hand on DeCavers. He'll get it over to Heist. Heist over to left side to Ingles. Ingles now. He'll get it in the corner. That's Robinette. Robinette now stolen by Thomas Hayes. Gets it over to Morgan DeCavers right away. DeCavers bringing up the court, scanning the floor on Heist. DeCavers bringing it up underneath Ian Walters right through his hands. Otherwise, he had a wide open layup there. Probably would have given Lowell two more. As now he's looking to inbound it, it's going to get the inbound to Lindquist. Lindquist bringing up the court on Owen Newland and Joshua Walters. Lindquist now right corner, almost thought about the three there. Was Braden Latimer left, now it's Heist back to Lindquist. Lindquist dribbling on Joshua Walters. Walters has a size advantage. Corner three, that one. In and out there for Greenville. That one was Braden Latimer, offensive rebound. Now back to Latimer, three-pointer. No good, fighting for the rebound goes back to Latimer. Now it's going to be Braden Heist with it. Heist right side, now left corner. Another three-pointer for Greenville. This one connects. That was Braden Latimer as DeCavers has it up the floor for the Arrows now. Latimer getting another three to go as he's up to 19 points on the night.
That was the first 3 points for Greenville in this fourth quarter, 4 minutes into it.
As now stolen as DeCavers tried to get it underneath to Ian Walters. That was stolen by Latimer. Left corner now is Latimer. That one shot no good by Lindquist, actually. Rebound goes to DeCavers. Football pass trying to lead Joshua Walters down the course. Brian Dollar not really happy. He tried to make that pass as Braylon Haste has it. He's got it left corner, three-pointer. That one falls, and count the basket, plus a foul. It'll be on Ian Walters. So you do count the basket, plus a foul on Ian Walters. As Lucas Charbonneau checks back into this game for Owen Newland. Now in the left corner, that's Sully Witt. Witt's going to get it to Lindquist. Lindquist's going to dribble in. He's going to bring it up with his left hand. Off the glass, so no good. Rebound goes to Ian Walters. He'll get it over. Morgan DeCavers got to bring it down the court quick. Now it's Thomas Hayes on the left wing. Hayes scanning the floor, looking what to do with it. Hayes dribbling around. He'll get it over to Morgan DeCavers. DeCavers at the top of the key. Pull up three. No good. Rebound. Thomas Hayes barely keeping it in, and now it's going to be a backcourt until Joshua Walters touches it. And they'll say it was on a tip, so they're still playing, they'll say. And now double dribble because Joshua Walters thought it was just going to be a backcourt.
Hayes saved it and sent it all the way down. It should have been a backcourt violation. Yeah. That's what Josh Walters thought, but they just started counting it. Luckily, it was a double dribble, so nothing changes of it.
Now Braden Hayes has it. Now it's going to get left side to Michael Lindquist. Lindquist to Sully Witt with 2 minutes 40 seconds to play in this game. Sully Witt going to bring it. Now three-pointer. That one does not go. It's Joshua Walters with the rebound from Braden Latimer after that missed three. 3-on-3 for the Arrows now. Decavers driving in, puts it up off the glass. No good. Too much power there as Coach Brian Dollar is going to send Ben Benenigo Bins, Ian Bellinger, and Chris Fitzpatrick over to the check-in as there's a foul on the floor. As attempting a shot was Braden Latimer. Call it off, though. The foul
that's on Noah Long. Moving screen before it didn't allow for Thomas Hayes to get out to the three-point line to guard the shot. Just 6 points for Greenville in this fourth quarter, but still have a commanding 18-point lead.
Now all four of the subs check in for the Arrows as the Cavers going to bring it up quick as there's as five going to check in for Greenville. The Cavers bringing it up. He's got it left corner. Chris Fitzpatrick with it. He's going to drive in. Pump fakes. He slips actually. Goes to Kyle or Noah Long, excuse me. 30-second timeout, and I think it's just for the subs to get in for Greenville.
As checking in, Emmett Willite, Brody Roberson, Lucas Lisagor, Kyle Graber, and
as Lisagor's in the corner, pull-up jumper from mid-range, that two-point goes. 60-40 is your score now.
Sean Wolverton, the other for Greenville to check in.
The Cavers gets it to Chris Fitzpatrick, open three. That one no good for Fitzpatrick. Rebound goes to Nico Bins. And he'll say he stepped out of bounds. Bins taking a hard fall there. That was a foul now. So Nico Bins is at the line to shoot two. As Ben's first shot is no good.
Misses off the front left iron. Remains a 20-point game with a minute 36 to play.
Ben's second shot is good. Nothing but net there. So 41-60 is your score. A minute 35 to play here in this game. As Kyle Graber is going to bring it up for Greenville. As there's a minute 30 left. Robertson is going to have it. Now he's going to... It's going to be Brody Robertson, pump fake for three, drives in, and they'll call a walk, I believe, on Robertson. So DeCavers brings it up, football pass to Nico Bins, through traffic, pump fake, and they'll call travel on Bins there.
Took the extra spin, and that's where the travel is called.
So it's Greenville basketball with 1 minute and 10 left to play. It's Kyle Graber with it. Is stolen now, tapped away by Nico Bins. Ian Bellinger with it. And now it's Nico Bins bringing it up right side. Through traffic, off the glass. That one rolling around, no good. Ben Bannon puts one up. Getting it to go is Ben Bannon with his first two of the night. 60-43 is your score with under a minute to play. Now top of the key. Drops the ball as he wanted the three. It was Emmett Wilhite. Drives in. And one for Willite as he gets it to go.
Foul goes on Bins, his first, team's fourth. As Willite looks to finish a three-point play.
Willite's shot is no good. Rebound goes right into the hand of Morgan DeCavers as there's 40 seconds to play in this basketball game. Lowell down by 19. Nico Bins, three-pointer off the mark. Rebound goes to Brody Robertson. Now heaving it down the court. Now it's going to go to Emmett Willite again. Willite off the glass. Almost blocked by Ben Bannon, slapping the backboard. That one goes 64-33 is your score. Ben Bannon pump fake just throws it up. Everyone kind of confused on what that one was kind of. As Lucas Lisagor has it. And this one will run out the clock here in Lowell. So Lowell boys varsity basketball going to lose this one 64-43. Once again, we will be back here this Friday night to broadcast the girls basketball game. And once again, final score here, Lowell loses to Greenville Yellow Jackets. Greenville improves to 19-1 and 64-43. Your final here tonight.